Welcome, dear listeners, to another engaging episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. As the leaves change color, blanketing the earth in a vibrant tapestry of reds, oranges, and yellows, we find ourselves in the heart of America's heartland, Nebraska. Far away from the hustle and bustle of urban life, nestled amidst nature's opulent embrace, lies our destination for the day, the intriguingly named Whistlebird Haven Campground. In this bucolic paradise, a charming and robust community thrives under the watchful eyes of the campground owner, a man of distinctive character and a passion for the outdoors. Meet Corbett Llewellyn. Donning a signature plaid shirt, a well-worn cowboy hat, and a warm smile that's as inviting as the Nebraska sun, Corbett's energy is infectious, leaving no one untouched. His keen eye for detail and a love for the land have shaped Whistlebird Haven into more than just a campground. It's a living, breathing community that celebrates the spirit of camaraderie, nature, and the changing seasons. Today, we'll dive into Corbett's world as he shares a tale of challenge and triumph, a story shaded with the warm hues of autumn and enriched by the fruits of the local agriculture. A tale that revolves around the grand Campground Harvest Festival. So fasten your seatbelts as we embark on this fascinating journey with Corbett Llewellyn, the guardian of Whistlebird Haven, and the man who turned a dream into a thriving tradition. Stay tuned, dear listeners. The chronicles of the Harvest Festival are about to unfold.
Ah, the Harvest Festival. It's a joyous spectacle now, but boy, it didn't start that way. You see, a few years back, when Whistlebird was just starting to spread its wings, we had a peculiar problem. The campground, beautiful as it was, used to feel empty and lifeless during the autumn months. Visitors seemed to evaporate as the leaves began to turn brown, and the local agriculture, bursting with the season's bounty, had no takers. It was a challenge that affected not just us, but also the neighboring farmers who were an integral part of our community. The campground was a ghost town, and the vibrant local produce went unnoticed. It was a disheartening sight. I, along with the local farmers, Frank, a jolly apple grower, and Martha, the queen bee of honey production, huddled together in my old wooden cabin, racking our brains for a solution. We knew we had to inject life into our campground to celebrate the changing season and to spotlight our local agriculture. But the question remained, how? We brainstormed, debated, and disagreed. One suggestion was to hold a weekly farmers market, while another was to start a fall-themed adventure camp. But none of these ideas ignited the spark we were looking for. Then, as if struck by a bolt of lightning, it came to me. Why not combine the joy of harvest with a grand festival right here in our campground? An event that would not only attract visitors, but also become a platform for our local farmers to showcase their produce. It was a blend of celebration and sustenance, a feast for the senses, and a boon for our community. Once the idea was set, the preparations began. We reached out to other local farmers, artisans, and performers. We wanted this to be a grand event, something that would be etched in the memory of every visitor. But as with every new venture, we hit roadblocks. Convincing some of the more skeptical farmers was tough, and navigating the maze of permits and regulations was even tougher. Yet, with every setback, we only grew more determined. The community chipped in, helping us clear hurdles one by one. The festival, which started as an idea in a wooden cabin, began to take shape. As the sun set on the eve of the festival, our campground was transformed. Stalls brimming with fresh produce, hayrides, pumpkin carving stations, and the tantalizing smell of apple pies filled the air. The Harvest Festival had arrived, and with it, our campground came alive with laughter, cheer, and the spirit of the season. The impact was transformative. The festival not only brought in visitors from near and far, but it also created a new revenue stream for our local farmers. The campground was buzzing, and our local agriculture was flourishing. Looking back, I realize we learned invaluable lessons from this experience. We learned that challenges can be turned into opportunities with a little creativity. We learned that when a community comes together, no hurdle is too high. Most importantly, we learned that sometimes the solution to your problems lies right in your backyard. For us, it was the bounty of our local agriculture and the spirit of celebration that autumn brings.
And so, dear listeners, we've journeyed alongside Corbett Llewellyn through the highs and lows of the Harvest Festival at Whistlebird Haven. The tale of a quiet Nebraska campground that transformed into a hive of celebration and local pride is as inspiring as it is enchanting. It shows that even during the most challenging times, the spirit of community, creativity, and determination can turn a seemingly insurmountable obstacle into a vibrant opportunity. While every campground may not face the exact challenge of an autumn lull, the core lesson remains the same. Look around, draw on your community, and don't be afraid to try something new. Corbett, Frank, and Martha's story is the embodiment of this, a testament to the power of coming together, of celebrating local culture and resources, and of having the courage to turn an idea into a reality. As we wrap up this episode, let's carry with us the warmth of the Harvest Festival, the flavor of the local produce, and the spirit of Whistlebird Haven. It's a reminder that behind every campground, there's a story waiting to unfold, a challenge waiting to be solved, and a community waiting to come together. Thank you for joining us on this autumnal journey. We hope Corbett's story has sparked ideas, inspired action, and brought you a step closer to understanding the beautiful, intricate world of Campground Chronicles. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our next adventure. Until then, this is your host, signing off from another episode of MC Campground Chronicles presented by Modern Campground. Stay curious, stay inspired, and keep exploring the great outdoors.